The moment you've all been waiting for.
You what?
Well, that hit the spot.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the Gosscast with myself, Ali Ryan, and Kendra Becker.
Hello.
How was your weekend?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was just delighted to have Love Island back, to be honest. Like, I was just waiting for Monday. I think we all were.
I feel like anyone who had any sort of level of like isolation in the last year, like all of us have had to stay at home, but now it's like we want to stay at home.
Yeah, I know. And like, it's actually funny because I was waiting for Love Island to come back, obviously. And I was like, is it weird that I feel a bit anxious about Love Island coming back? Because it's like something that you have to watch every single night. Like, it's a big commitment.
Have to. And like last night I saw people on Twitter giving out about how trashy it is and blah, blah. And I was like, you know what? You're all watching the Euros, okay? Give me my Euros. This is my Euros. Like, I don't care about a few lads kicking a ball around. You know what I mean? Like, leave us alone. I
feel
like a lot of people being like, oh, Love Island. But also, it's not like I'm sitting there watching it being like, wow, the integrity of these women. I love them so much. I'm watching it because it's fucking car crash. Like, it's drama. It's kissing. When I saw the snogging last night, I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God, I know. I was like, oh.
So shocked. But before we get into Love Island, because this episode is going to be all dedicated to the return of Love Island, which is very exciting, we need to talk about the Free Britney movement and what went on. So I was actually on Ireland AM this weekend chatting about it. So I had read the full transcript, I know you did as well, of what Britney said in court. And I'm just kind of shocked. Like, I always have felt that there's a lot that we don't know. And I do still think that, because if you remember from what she said in court, she said she doesn't want to be medically evaluated, right? That she just wants to come straight out of the conservatorship. So that rings alarm bells immediately. Like, there is obviously something going on with her in terms of her mental health or something. She also talked about how she was put on lithium by a doctor. Now, like, doctors don't do that willy-nilly. Like, lithium is quite a serious piece of medication and it's given to people who are bipolar. So I think we have to accept that there's other things going on that we may never know. And even some of the things she said in her speech were a bit out there. You know, like, I know she's upset, but asking for all of her family members to be arrested, it's just not the like most normal thing to say. But what I will say is, apart from those kind of few little sentences, what she said, it just struck a chord with everyone. And to see like Justin Timberlake come out and be like, me and Jess, we're behind you. Christina Aguilera has come out now. Like, all of Hollywood now are basically like, actually hang on, this isn't okay. Whereas I feel like before it was kind of like no one was really sure, no one had an exact stance, but it seems like everyone now is just like, you need to let her out of this conservatorship.
Yeah, I feel like it was a massive gray area before. People just didn't really know what was going on. What did you think of Justin Timberlake's statement? Like, I just think he's such a fucking snake. Like, I hate him.
We hate Justin Timberlake.
We constantly bash him on this podcast.
Poor JT. He's also meant to be a nightmare to interview, just FYI. But I thought it was a bit strange that he had to mention the fact that his wife was also like happy to comment on this. Like,
me and Jess.
We want to send her best wishes. And do you know what the thing that was wrong with the statement? My sister said this to me as well. I think the idea of him making a statement was a good thing to do, right? Because when Framing Britney came out in February, there was a lot of negativity about him online for, you know, outing the fact that she wasn't a virgin anymore, making Cry Me a River and trying to tell the whole world she cheated on him. Like, he really went after her.
Yeah.
But in the apology, he said, despite what's happened in the past, good and bad, will you just fucking get over the fact she cheated on you, Justin? Come on.
Yeah. Like, you're married and you have two kids.
Like, I feel like sometimes he's still sitting at home being like, Grammy a rib.
Like, get over it. Great song, man.
But like, was there a need to, it was a great song, but was there a need to bring it back up right now when she's actually being held prisoner in her own home? Like, leave it out. Give her a minute. Like, that's the thing. And like, also the whole scandal with him holding the hands of his co-star and stuff, like, he's just done a few stupid things, to be honest, in the last couple of years. But look, I'm glad he did say something. It was a weird kind of like, oh, you poor thing, but also like, it was weird how he said it.
Like, when I saw it, I was like, it makes sense why he, but I was still just like, shut the fuck up. Like, he just annoys me so much. I'm just like, fuck you, Justin. Like, you're an asshole.
I'm sure for her, though, it was probably so nice to see, because I feel like she still has so much love and like regret, and like they are always going to have that kind of, I suppose, sadness between them. So I think the fact that he came out, I mean, I'd love to know if you drop her a text. Should I mean, it's like wishing your mom Mother's Day on Twitter when she's not on Twitter. Like, should I mean, he was like wanting to tell the world about it, but did he contact her? I'd love to know that. Because remember when in 2008 she was hospitalized and Kevin Federline took the kids, do you remember Justin was pictured going into her house? I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, I don't remember that.
And there was a lot of like, oh my god, but like it was very clear he was just there for her as a friend. So like he was around when that all went down. Mm. And I remember People magazine and all them just being like, oh, you know, they're just such good friends, etc. But yeah, some of the standout points from the whole thing, like, now obviously we can't even say this is true because we don't know. I'm sure it's gonna have to be investigations done by the court at this point, but she said that she has an IUD in her that she can't remove. So she basically is being forced to take contraception. She's saying that she wants another child and that she wants to get married and she's not allowed. Obviously, we can't verify those things. I don't know if that's true or not, but if that is true.
That's definitely the most fucked up part of her statement, I think.
That's like modern day slavery. Like you can't. That part was so weird. And basically saying that all of her doctors were chosen by her conservators and she can't decide who she wants to go to. I also felt like personally the thing that got me one of the most was saying that, you know, they won't let the therapist come to her house, so she has to go out and see the therapist and photographer know where it is. They're taking photos of her crying coming out of therapy. I mean, Jesus,
that's so fucked up.
That's so messed up. And like, she didn't say I don't want to go to therapy, she just said can you bring a therapist here. Like, I feel like she has made really reasonable requests, and that's where it's starting to get too much, because I do think in 2008 she needed it, you know. Like, judges don't give out conservatorships willy-nilly at all. Like, you know, there's a lot of talk of obviously the fact that she'd had a breakdown, the kids got taken off her pretty much. And then there was talk of drug usage and people around her giving her drugs and like people on the tour using drugs. And I remember when the conservatorship started, apparently the main reason was for Jamie was able to choose who was on tour and he was able to choose who could see her and who couldn't. And you remember there was that other guy that was hanging around for a while. I can't remember his name. This really dodgy manager that apparently had led her down the garden path.
Oh, yeah. Banned Sam something. Yeah.
He kind of banned him from seeing her. So I do think at the time it was needed, but now it's like, God, so much time has passed. Like, but it seems like from what I can gather that she has been getting medically evaluated throughout the entire conservatorship. So again, I think there's maybe one or two things we don't know. But I think at this point, I don't even know if she wants it to fully end. I think she wants Jamie just to be gone from it and for third parties to help her manage her life. I don't think she's saying like, I want everything. I want to do everything on my own. But I think she wants to be able to get married, have kids, go on a vacation. It's the fact that she's asked to go on a vacation. It, the whole thing is bizarre.
Yeah, like she said it in her statement thing. She was like, you know, she obviously wants the conservatorship to end and stuff, but she was like, I still want to be in a care plan and like all that kind of stuff. But it's interesting though, because obviously Jamie stepped down as her conservator temporarily, like at the end of 2019 or something. And then Jodie Montgomery stepped in as her conservator. And it seemed like Brittany wanted Jodie, like she's her longtime care manager or something. So weird. To have a care manager.
She does need one.
Yeah, but it seems like she's kind of turning on Jodie now. Like in her statement, a lot of the things she was saying, she was like, you know, the stuff that she brought up saying that Jodie had told her that like she couldn't get her nails done during the pandemic and stuff like that all last year.
Maybe she couldn't though. Maybe the salons were closed. This is the thing this is the thing I felt about the statement. Like, there's so much truth in it, but I also think Brittany has issues. Like, I do think there's problems there. Like, I mean, she also said that she never realized she was allowed to end the conservatorship at any time. But then obviously a lot of people think maybe that's true and she was just never told. It's very hard to know for sure whether she was told things or she's misinterpreted things. But I guess that's what I've seen the most online now is kind of this conspiracy theory amongst the legal teams involved in this, that they didn't look after her at all. And she's paying for both sides. Like, she's paying for Jamie's lawyers, she's paying for her lawyers, she's paying for everything, and she's giving Jamie 16 grand a month on top of the conservators that she's paying as well. Like, There is so much wrong with it. But I think what we'll see happen is Jamie will get off the conservatorship completely. A judge will rule that, like, it has to be a non-biased third person, and they'll have very strict rules in terms of what they can actually do. As in, you know, they have to manage her finances, maybe overall. They have to make sure she goes to therapy. They have to make sure she takes her medication. But, like, that's kind of it. She's not unable to live her life. Like, she is obviously able to go out. She's able to work. Normally for conservatorships, like, they are for people who can't do those things. So I think it clearly needs to be changed. But it'd be interesting to see what happens now and what the judge thinks. And, I mean, after such a damning testimony, like...
It was insane. And it was like almost 30 minutes long, her statement, her speaking alone. So
I'm so sad for her. Like, whatever the situation is, the fact that she said she's been crying every day, and that, like, when Framing Britney came out, she said she was fine, that she had lied to everyone, that she's been feeling so horrible. Like, obviously, that's so sad. Like, no one should feel that sad and that trapped. I saw she's in Hawaii now on holiday. Do you see that?
Yeah, living her best life.
Living her best life. I was like, oh, because obviously she said in it that she wasn't even allowed to go on vacation. They must have been like, right, go on. Like, yeah. Afterwards.
Good luck. And I think a lot of people are liking her boyfriend, Sam Asghari, now, because I think a lot of people weren't really sure about him before. We're kind of like,
yeah, was he,
is he hanging around for the wrong reasons? But I think he actually is. He seems like a really nice guy. And like before the court hearing last week, like, he put up a photo in like a Free Britney t-shirt and stuff like that. Yeah, it's nice to know that she like has someone like that.
I mean, he's been around a while as well.
Yeah.
During the conservatorship, meaning that like she hasn't had millions to spend on him or anything. So I feel like it's a good sign that he's stayed around. I do blame KFED for a lot of this.
Yeah,
like, that was such a troubling, not that it's his fault, but like that whole period of her life definitely kickstarted. I mean, I do always wonder if her and Justin hadn't broken up, what would have happened? Would they just have 6 kids living on a ranch somewhere, like loving life, being happy together,
all dressed in double denim?
In double denim. Although he probably would have still held hands with his co, like,
yeah, he probably would have cheated with, like, I don't know.
Let's hope Justin never listens to our podcast, because like there's a few digs in there, the odd episode, for literally no reason. Look, we'll move on to that, to the main theme of today's episode. Love Island is back. Like, even hearing the theme music, I get excited. I'm like, yes.
Oh my God, yeah, when it came on last night, I was like, like, it's just the best.
Kendra and I have talked about this before, like when it was on last time, the Maura Higgins series, sorry, the last summer series. So the Maura, Greg, Tommy, Molly, like
iconic.
We'd be going to these like amazing work events, like Prosecco would be flowing, free food, free goodie bags. We'd be like, we actually have to head off. Like, now part of it was obviously to cover it, but it was mainly because we just wanted to see it. Like, I was talking about this last night to my friends. I'm like, will this be as good as that series? Because I have never watched any of the series fully. I did watch last winter, kind of, but the Maura, Tommy, Molly, Amy Hart, Curtis, like, that was the series. Like, I feel like this season has a lot to live up to. Like, I was watching it last night, and I won't lie to you, some of the personalities were like, I literally was like, nah.
I think it's so hard to know with the first episode, though. Like, the first episode always is a bit meh.
Do you know what I thought was so funny was Toby. I don't know if you noticed this.
Yeah.
But when Faye set forward, it was a Faye that he had coupled up with.
Yeah, initially. Yeah.
Did you see the look on his face? He was like, I thought he was going to knock someone out. That man has anger issues. You've heard it here first. He's going to get part. He's going to be like the Michael Griffith of the season. There's going to be some weird gaslighting.
Really, do you think?
Yeah. The look on in his eyes. And also, like, Brad is obviously the biggest ride.
The biggest ride.
He's like the one in the blue. I was like, ah, come on. obviously, while filming, I think they go, that's Faye. That, like, they obviously make sure to explain this. And he was like, the one blue.
The one in the blue. Like, you know, if he said that to you, would you be like, actually, excuse me? No, I
thought that way, would I be on Love Island? Like, no, this feminist ideologies, I'd hardly be like, sorry. Although imagine you went on Love Island pretending to be like just like really happy, airy fairy. And then when you got on, you were like, you know what, this series is a joke.
imagine. And the producers would be like, oh my God, what? Now,
Faye is obviously gorgeous. And I think Faye and Brad together look like Barbie and Ken. Like they literally are Barbie and Ken. But what I do like about Love Island is people do start falling for each other on personality eventually. At the start and all that, it's like they're right, blah blah, but people do genuinely start getting to know each other. But some of the conversations were so serious. Like I can't remember which girl it was, but she was like, I don't know if he's like my husband. And then you could hear the guy being like, I don't know if I want to rip her clothes off. And I was like, oh my God, everyone is just taking this way too seriously. You met each other 2 hours ago. Like, can we just
literally 2 hours?
Can you take a breath just for a second? Like, this isn't Married at First Sight. Like, you know
what I mean? Yeah, it's Love Island. You're there for 8 weeks. Like, you have time. 8 weeks,
man. You just want your boohoo deals. Grand. Like, just like, write it out. But yeah, I'm excited for the first Bombshell. That's always my fave. And I think of my last favorite season, which was Maura and Molly May, all that. They were all Bombshells, the people that I ended up like having the most love for, like Maura, Molly May, Greg.
That's the thing. And I think people are like, because I saw some people on Twitter last night being like, oh, the cast this year isn't great. And I'm like, a lot of the people that actually make it to the final aren't originals. Like the amount of Bombshells that come in, I think people forget the amount of people that more people they put into the villa.
So I like love an Irish person. I saw someone last night saying they heard someone from Cabin is going in. I don't know if that's true, but a guy. But I think we need an Irish person. And then we also need an older person. There's a lot of very young people in there at the moment. It would be good to have, like, Maura was one of the oldest, right? She was 29.
Yeah.
I think we need someone a little bit older. But no, it's not that they're all boring, but I just kind of was like, let's do this. Like, let's move on. And some of the guys are just was like, ugh, I don't know. We need to get to know them. We need to get to know them, obviously.
Like, off the bat, I think, initially I was like, oh, this Liberty one, she might kind of rub people up the wrong way, but I actually think she's quite funny and I think she's going to be liked.
I like her. Yeah, I like Liberty.
Jake, the fucking chat about the toes.
No.
Really just no. No.
Have they always done that the first night? Snogging each other and licking each other's toes?
I think they do some sort of like thing to like break the ice kind of situation.
Notice also, I didn't realize until watching last night that Ian is in the UK the whole time. I thought he was over there with Laura and the baby, but he's not.
So usually he would be over in Mallorca, yeah. But because of the travel restrictions, he said he like for the moment can't go over.
Like, so yeah, Laura's over there with her mom.
Yeah, so usually the way they film Love Island is the editing suite is over in Mallorca, but this year they're doing it in the UK. So they're editing everything and he obviously is a huge part of the edit as well.
It must be so hard, but is Laura flying back and forth then?
I don't know.
I thought the easiest thing to do in terms of like, I've just had a baby, my husband works on the show, there's travel restrictions. I would be like, let's just move to Mallorca for 3 months or 2 months or whatever.
Yeah, it is kind of confusing.
It is strange. But yeah, no, I'm excited for the Bombshells. I forgot how good, like, even just doing the little things last night, when we saw, like, I got a voice note. Also, I'm loving that I've got a voice note. Like, Love Island are leveling up. They're moving with the times. And also, you can hear her voice. And also, she's like, hi, boys. Like, it's definitely going to rile up the girls a lot more if they can hear their actual voices.
Yeah.
Even in the coupling up with the start, like, it is so awkward when someone doesn't step forward. I literally was like,
no, your heart breaks. And then poor Hugo, I was like, no.
And Kaz, sorry, she is stunning. Like, Kaz is
such a ride.
And actually, I think Kaz and Toby could end up being like a really good couple, even though neither.
I know. I was gonna say that because they're both like kind of gas, and I think they obviously like weren't meant to be coupled up. They just were the ones that were left. Yeah. But I think they're just like having a bit of crack with each other. I think they're gonna be liked.
I don't think Faye and Brad are gonna last or be liked. They're definitely gonna have their head turned probably in the next couple of hours. Like, I just don't think, I think the two of them are just like, right, we're the hottest, let's get together.
Yeah.
But I don't know. She also seems to want a bad boy though. So if Brad does get his head turned, she'll probably fall madly in love with him.
Yeah, probably.
Is Casa Amor hopping this year?
Yeah, apparently it is. Yeah, so that's just going to be wild. That's always my favorite part.
This is why I could, not that I would ever be asked, but I could never do Love Island. Like, I would be an emotional wreck while Casa Amor is on. Like, I would just leave the show. I'd be like, you know, like, I don't want to know if they're coming back to couple of me or not. I'm going home, like, first flight out. Like, the act, think of, like, even when you're seeing someone and you know they're, like, seeing an ex, or you know they're on a lad's night out. You have those little worries. But they're in a fucking villa that is dedicated to having their heads turned.
Yeah, it's the anxiety of it all. Like, I actually cannot cope. And, like, I'm interested to see what you think. What do you think of Sharon?
I don't know. I don't think much.
I think she thinks that she's coming across a different way than the way she's coming across.
Yeah, I don't know.
That makes any sense.
I don't really. I also thought it was weird the way she was like, I work in, like, in civil service, and like, she seemed so serious, then she's like, but now I'm on Love Island.
Like, okay.
It's a bit random.
I don't know. I think she's coming across as, like, this really likable, you know, intelligent.
I think she thinks she's the heart of the series.
Yeah.
But she ain't, like.
No. Then again, like, we've only watched an hour of them, so, like,
who they're, like, really ripping them apart. We don't even know them. Also important to mention that this year, very excitingly, we are teaming up with Centra. They're our official Love Island coverage sponsors. So this is going to be, we have a huge giveaway right now for €100 voucher. Oh my God, like, the amount of snacks and wine and things I would get with that. But we're going to be doing special offers as well every day pretty much on Instagram, so make sure to check that out. What do you actually snack on when you're watching it? Do you sit down and snack on things?
Yeah, what was I eating last night? I was eating Pringles. Yeah, like, you have to have a few snacks. Centra also have, like, the best range of wine, like, ever.
I know. So, like, glass of wine, some Doritos, cheese. Like, this thing, like, I don't mind being at home at nighttime now on my own for the next 8 weeks. I'm like, let's fucking do this. Like,
let's go.
But we'll have our Saturday nights, because, like, that episode's always
like, they're actually not even doing it, because I checked the schedule. I was like, oh, are they going to be doing, because, you know, the way they usually do, like, the kind of unseen bits or whatever, it's not there, so they mustn't be doing
that. So there's no episode on Saturday.
Yeah, nothing on Saturday. Yeah,
we have to stick to Saturday plans then. What are you most looking forward to with the season then, overall?
I'm just looking forward to, like, some bombshells. I really hope they get an Irish person in. See, I think Maura Higgins has just set the bar
so high,
and it's going to be so hard for an Irish person to come in and, like, try. And
Craig won the show.
Yeah.
Like, Irish people do well. It's annoying me a bit that they just won't throw an Irish person in from the beginning. And Irish people bring the crack, like, a guy or a girl, like, they definitely do.
I would love them to throw in a Ga player. That would be some good shit, I think.
Me too.
Like, if they had any sense, they'd throw in an El Ga.
After Connell in Normal People, if they've anything.
Like, I feel like it would be stupid of them to not.
And he's going to have to wear a chain.
Yeah, he'll have to.
Shorts
and like, I think someone kind of, like, slightly known, I don't know. Yeah, I just think it would be good. I think a Ga player would be, like, unreal. And then in terms of, like, it would be good to get, like, an influencer in there. Now there is one girl, Lucy Plunkett. She's, like, an Irish social, like, I think she has, like, 14,000 followers on Instagram. She's been linked to the lineup, but I don't know how
true that is,
but she's one of the names that's been linked.
I'm excited for the drama, like, the fights. I know it's so bad, but, like, when I think back again to that favorite series, like, Anna and Jordan,
oh my God,
Tom and Maura. Like, oh my God, that was
so good.
That was just the best. Like, I want to see a woman in there with balls of steel again, like Maura. just putting these lads in their place. Like, that's what I want to see. And then I did really like Greg. I thought he was just like the knight in shining armor, the gentleman of the series, because everyone else at that point had done something wrong or had got their head turned or whatever.
He was like an angel walking into the villa, just being like, hello.
I was watching actually Gogglebox the other night, and it was an old one. So they were watching that series of Love Island. And it was the episode where Maura came in and Tommy was starting to get his head turned, and Maura was like, would you kiss her tonight now? She tried to kiss you. And he was like, no. Would you kiss me right now? And he was like, yeah. Like, it's mad to think how that turned. And then Molly losing her mind. I was like, ah! Like, there's love triangles I love.
When Maura came in, like, she wasn't liked.
I know.
Initially, she, like, really rubbed people up the wrong way. And then I think it was the Tom situation really turned people's opinion of her.
Yeah, because remember at the beginning when she tried to kiss Tommy on the couch, there was, like, thousands of off-comments.
Yeah.
So yeah, she did turn around. Tom being an absolute slime ball is what saved her in that series. But then we did get to see the real her. I think it's very hard to go into a show like that. I'm sure she wanted to cause trouble in terms of, she probably was like, right, I might only be in here for 4 days, let's like cause a stir, make a bit of a name for myself, so when I come out I'll have a few deals, interviews. I don't think she ever thought she was going to be this big. So I think the Tom situation was just her really being herself. Like, she was just like, fuck this, I'm not putting up with this. And obviously this is the weird thing about reality TV shows like Big Brother and Love Island. They have no idea what we think on the outside. Like, it's, I would
so
be like,
terrifying.
Am I coming across like a bitch? Am I coming across like a nice girl? Like, how would you know? Like, it's so hard.
The only time they really get to know is when they do, and I'm not sure if they'll actually do it this year because there was complaints about it last year, but that game where they bring up headlines and they have to guess who the headline is about. And like, obviously producers want to kind of like stir things up a bit, so it's like bad.
I know, this is the thing, like obviously they're trying to be as kind as possible and they're bringing in all these new rules to make sure all the contestants are okay. But I think that's aftercare. Like, I don't really think things that happen in the house is what causes them stress. Like, it seems to be what happens when they leave. And I thought that Dr. Alex was like, be kind to the people, because like, they're obviously going to come out and eventually see all these tweets and stuff.
Yeah. And I did like that statement that Love Island put out. Like, they put out like a short little thing on Instagram just being like, we're so excited for you guys to meet the Islanders, but please remember to be kind, like blah, blah, you know, they're going to see this stuff when they come out or whatever. And I think at this stage now, the people that sign up for the show, they fucking know the deal. They know what's going to happen when they come out of the villa. Going on to Love Island is like throwing yourself into a lion's den. Essentially,
that like millions of people are watching while you're in.
Yeah,
yeah.
So like, they know the situation. I don't think anyone could sign up for the show and be like, oh god, I didn't know all this was like gonna happen.
The problem is they're so young going in that I'd say you'd convince yourself like, I'm well able for this. Like, you know, even I sometimes when I see negative stuff online at this point, you would think like it's grand. I'm still like, the odd time, not as much, but like it does take years of building a thick skin. Like, I think Molly May in particular had such a rough ride when she came out, and still has really, but like, she has dealt with it so well for such a young girl. Like, she seems really, really level-headed, but like, I mean, people were literally telling her to kill herself and stuff. Like, some of the stuff that she got was insanely bad.
And like, I think the youngest one in there is like, what, 21? It's 21. Who's that? Liberty. She's 21. She's the youngest. Like, can you think of yourself when you were 21? Like a baby child. Like a
baby child.
Baby child. I know. Like, just even thinking of the decisions you would have made back then. Just like, you're so young.
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't have been able to be thrown into the limelight like that. I mean, most people in general aren't able to be thrown into general limelight. This is like on a whole other level, and it's just so funny because some of them go in and like, you never hear them again. Like, it's really like, you've no idea who's going to be the one to actually really make it. And I feel like the guys never really make it technically afterwards. Like, loads of the girls get deals. They're, you know, like even Lucy Donlan still doing stuff, like Amy Hart.
I think it's easier for the girls.
Like, it's interesting when Greg came out, obviously, because he was studying law and everything, he just decided not to do things. Like, he's done a lot of stuff in Ireland, but he didn't want to. I guess Tommy has done a few stuff. I saw Anton is doing some stuff about this season. But, like, you never really see them become multi-millionaires. Whereas you look at Maura and it's like, holy God. Like, she's a full-on millionaire.
And I think the 2019 series, like Maura, Greg, all them, I think they really benefited from the fact that there was no summer series last year. Because, you know, the way, like, they obviously had the winter version, but I don't think it was as big as the usual series. So, you know, the way, like, every time a new series comes around, there's new Islanders and then the old ones are kind of like pushed to the side a bit. Obviously, there wasn't a summer series last year. So they kind of kept
going.
Yeah, they kind of kept on that wave of like being the most popular ones.
Yeah.
But I think they really benefited from the fact that it was cancelled last year.
Yeah, that's so true. I still think Maura is going to forever be the like queen of Love Island for me. And even just in terms of the deals that she's doing. Someone the other day pointed a valid thing to me. They were like, imagine Maura being the host of Love Island at some point, like throughout the years. She'd be so good, wouldn't she?
So good.
I would love her on it. But no, I am just like, even if this series is shite, which I really don't think it's going to be, but even if it was and I didn't like everyone, I'm going to be hooked. I'm going to be eating my Centre goodies and I'm going to be watching. I don't care. Like, I am ready to get fully invested in all these people, even if they are so annoying and boring or stupid. I'm still going to be like, I love this.
And I think more people are going to be watching it this year than ever before, because there was such a hype about it coming back.
There's such a build up this season. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, we will definitely keep talking about this in all the podcast episodes. And a reminder again, the Centre are our official partners. When we're chatting with them, we're going to be chatting with Centre as well. So get your goodies in. We'll be doing another giveaway as well. And we have some cool fashion bits coming up with Boohoo as well. So there's lots going on. Lots to dissect. Like, this is a one full episode and it's only just started. Like, wait till we get into the drama.
Wait until this is a Love Island zone for the next 8 weeks, lads. You don't like Love Island, sorry.
Lost. No, we joke about, me and Sophie were talking about this yesterday, our entertainment reporter. We were like, we may as well just change the site now to loveisland.ie because we're there.
Yeah, literally, like it's just loveisland.ie for the rest of the 8 weeks, basically.
8 weeks to go. Well, look, we'll chat to you guys next week. Thanks for listening and watching as always. Bye.
Live from the red carpet.
The moment you've all been waiting for.
You what?
Well, that hit the spot.